Everyone, and welcome to another episode of Jola Speaks. Trust you're keeping well and keeping safe. God is what? Amazing! Today we're going to continue our learnings from David. Holy Spirit, I submit to you. Help me to deliver this message as put in my heart. All of you, Lord. All of you, less of me. And open the hearts and minds of those listening to hear you. As I speak in Jesus' name, I pray, amen. So today we're going to be talking about other reasons, right, why we should seek God before vengeance, right? And today we'll discuss bitterness and disobedience. So I'm going to read from 2 Samuel 2, verses 26 and 27. And I would encourage you to join me in reading your Bible as well. Abner called out to Joab, "Must the sword devour forever? Don't you realize that this will end in bitterness? How long before you order your men to stop pursuing their fellow Israelites?" Joab answered, "As surely as God lives, if you had not spoken, the men would have continued pursuing them until morning." And I stopped there. We see here bitterness. You see how Abner mentioned, you know, do you not realize this will end in bitterness? Look, Abner, Asahel, Abishai all came from one man, Jacob. And so they were brothers and brothers. And so it's like killing one's other brother. It's end of the day, it's killing family. And bear in mind, at that point in time, 380 men were already dead, 19 missing, 360 of the Benjamites dead because of the fight that was going on between the house of David and house of Saul. So they were already losing brothers. Why add more? Now, obviously, I'm not saying that what they did was right. No, I don't believe. I believe that whatever Abner did, he should still have not killed, you know, Asahel, their brother. But he did. But you see, if they decided to fight more, they will kill more people, more men, more of their brothers. Was there really a point of doing that? Is there really a point of doing that? And so we should remember these things, right? Whenever we are so hell-bent on vengeance, whenever we are so hell-bent on, you know, getting even, let's ask ourselves the question, for what reason? Because if we are seeking joy, if we are seeking peace of mind, do we expect to get the peace of mind and joy from seeking vengeance? When the Bible says vengeance is of the Lord's, do we really expect that to give us peace and joy? Now, yes, there'll be a thrill when one, you know, feels they have gotten even. There'll be a thrill that, oh yes, finally I've gotten this. But that is very short-lived. It is not the joy of the Lord. The only one that can give us joy is joy coming from the joy of the Lord. It's from God. It's not from you know, the outcome of a vengeance battle, or seeking vengeance, or seeking, you know, the downfall of someone because of how one feels. As an example, remember that, you know, it is not by power of mind but by God's Spirit, and vengeance is of God. It's not for us to seek vengeance. Because at the end of the day, yes, we may have a thrill, but it will end up being leading to bitterness. Whatever we think, you know, will be satisfaction will be very short-lived. Because at the end of the day, we realize that actually, this satisfaction from doing those things are always short-lived. Let's not continue to, you know, go round that circle. You know, someone hurt us, we hurt the person back, that was the first person back. Let's be the one to break that circle and say, you know what? I will choose to show love no matter what. Because at the end of the day, if I see vengeance, you know, or not, right, I want to obey God. And so if God is saying, don't, then retreat and wait and let God be the one to fight for us. See, there's no way we want to fight that can come close to how God, you know, would show his justice. God is a very just God. That is something that we should not even consider to be untrue. God is a very just God. And so when God wants to, you know, showcase himself, he would. But let us not be the one helping him. Let him do his work himself. Another reason why, you know, we shouldn't seek vengeance is disobedience. If God says, don't go, and we go, why disobeying God? And if our paramount way of life is to submit to God, if our key purpose and reason and what we generally want to do is submit to God, we cannot believe in disobedience because of a hurt or where we want to seek vengeance. It's very important to remember this. Yes, it may, again, I'm not here disputing the right. There's possibly clear evidence reason why, you know, we believe we should have vengeance or we should seek vengeance. I'm sure it makes sense. But if the Holy Spirit is telling us, don't. Because we are living a submitted life, we can't. We follow Him. It may sound stupid. It may sound ridiculous. It may make no sense. I fully agree with you. But as long as the Holy Spirit says, don't go, if we go, we are in disobedience to Him. And so because we are living a submitted life, we submit even those situations where we feel we have the power to act to Him and ask Him what we should do. A very good case in point is David with Saul. Like, if David was seeking vengeance, he should have killed Saul 30. But would he have become a king of Israel? I don't know. Because in the process of doing that, he will have destroyed, you know, and truncated his process of learning that he required to become kingship. Yes, it would have meant that he would have had less opposition, less fight, etc. But at the end of the day, the key reason why God was taking him through that process may have been truncated. So let God fight for us. Give it back to Him and ask Him, what should I do? How should I do it? God gives us the strength and the grace to listen to Him, even in this time where it makes absolutely no sense. God help us. But thank you for listening to me today, and God bless you. I love you. Bye.